This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 22nd, Thursday. My arms aren't yet strong enough to operate a rolling wheelchair, but I've become proficient enough with a motorized scooter that if Teddy or Duncan or Dad are around to lift me into the chair, I can strap myself in and zip to and from physical therapy sessions. Today, when I get back to my room, I find someone has crawled into my bed and is taking a nap. Christina Ann Wells. As much as I'd love to let her keep sleeping her deep little girl sleep, I'm sure someone somewhere is looking for her now, or will be soon. So I sit in my scooter and gently shake her awake. She rouses slowly, then opens glazed eyes to stare at me for a few seconds and whispers, "Hey, magic lady." "Hey, Christina." "You can talk." "Yes, I can. How's your mama?" "She's good. She had to come back today for tests. I went for a walk because I was afraid they might make me take a test too. And I didn't study." "Good thinking. But won't your mama be looking for you?" "She'll put my name on the God speaker." "The God speaker?" She pointed to the ceiling. "The voice you can hear all over the hospital." "Oh, right." Her eyes got big. "Guess what happened in school yesterday?" "What?" "A tall policeman came to tell all the bullies to stop it. Stop calling people names and stop putting gum in my hair and stop making fart noises when kids walk by." "Oh, that's good. It's very good because Jeremy Hood got scared. And now he doesn't call me fatso or fathead or fatface anymore. Or fat butt." "Nice going, Jack." "I like your music," she said. "Thanks. I like it too. Why are you in that scooter?" "Because my legs aren't strong enough to walk yet." "Why?" "Because I've been asleep for so long. My legs get numb when I sit on the floor and play jacks. Is it like that?" "Sort of." She sat up and grinned. "Do you want to dance?" "But my legs don't work." "You can stay in the scooter and I'll stand up. Then we'll be the same amount of tall." She scrambled down from the bed. "See?" "Okay, but you have to be careful." "My meemaw got the scooter, so I know how to dance with it." In the fearless way kids are, she reached over and expertly turned up the volume on the iPod, then started swinging her shoulders and hips and arms in front of me. "Wave your arms around," she instructed. "Now, do this with your head. Now, clap." I try to keep up. "You're better than I am." "I'm a good dancer," she agreed. We danced until the end of the song. Then Christina gave us a big round of applause. Christina Ann Wells. We both looked up to see a woman standing there eyeing Christina. "What are you doing?"
"Hi, Mama!"
Christina ran over to hug her waist. "This is Magic Lady I told you about. She's the one who made you better." I winced. "I'm just Marigold. It's nice to meet you, finally." "I'm Nora, and I'll take all the magic I can get. I'm sorry if Christina was bothering you." "She wasn't. She was teaching me how to dance."
"Well, little girl, it's about time to dance on home."
"Did you do good on your test, Mama?"
Nora smiled.
"An A plus."
"Yay!"
Christina said as she went out the door. "I think we should stop and get some ice cream on the way home."
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily podcast. Do you have a favorite character in the Coma Girl story? Share your opinion with other Come A Girl fans in the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening.